Campbell Drive Science Teachers present Safety Precautions in the Science Laboratory with Keith, Ollie, Archie, and Angela. It is necessary to always practice safety skills in the science laboratory. Using safe practices will keep you and your classmates safe. Let's examine some laboratory safety skills. Always use the correct personal protection gear. Anytime chemicals, heat, or glassware are used, students will wear safety goggles. Contact lenses may not be worn in the laboratory. Dress properly during a laboratory activity. Long hair, dangling jewelry, and loose or bagging clothing are a hazard in the laboratory. Long hair must be tied back, and dangling jewelry or baggy clothing must be secured or removed. Shoes must be completely covering the feet. No sandals allowed on lab days. A lab coat or smock should be worn during laboratory experiments.
Students conduct themselves in a responsible manner at all times while in the science laboratory. Follow the instruction given by the teacher. Never work alone in a laboratory or perform an experiment without the teacher's permission. Be sure you understand all the instructions before you begin the experiment. Don't eat, drink, or chew gum in the laboratory, and never fool around or horseplay in the laboratory. Practical jokes and pranks are dangerous and prohibited.
Be careful when you make observations with your sense of smell. You should not forget to include your sense of smell when making observations, since it can often be helpful to identify an unknown chemical, and some chemicals have characteristic smells that are worth remembering. However, some chemicals are hazardous to smell, and a great care should be taken when they are used. Your teacher should warn you if there is any danger. Take particular care if you suffer from any breathing difficulties, like asthma. When you are asked to smell chemicals, don't stick your nose in the bottle and breathe deeply. To smell safely with the bottle or test tube around 30 centimeters from your nose, waft any smell gently towards your nose. If you can't smell anything, you can slowly bring the container closer to your nose.
Report any accident, such as spills and breakage of glass or injuries, such as cuts and burns, to the teacher immediately, no matter how trivial it seems. If you or your lab partner is hurt, immediately notify the teacher. If a chemical should splash in your eyes or on your skin, immediately flush with running water for at least 20 minutes. Immediately inform the teacher whenever you are injured in any way in the science laboratory. Follow these simple rules to remain safe in the science laboratory.